All right, Malcolm Stewart, good job tonight. Not a lot going on in that main event. Hard for look like anybody to do anything to make up time.
Yeah, I felt like, you know, to be honest, I actually felt like I was actually riding really good. Yep. You know, I had obviously a terrible start, and I feel like maybe Eli made the most passes that night, honestly, because I felt like, I mean, we had a terrible start, and we just, you know, plowing through the pack. It was like a really, I would say, a quiet fifth place for me. But, you know, overall, I'm happy with the way I've been riding. I'm stoked on this whole bike, dude. Honestly, I feel really good. Everything's been going well for me. Just, you know, well, obviously we got to work on some starts, but it was the second race. The track was tough. It was one of those nights where it was just like, hey, where you start is where you finish type night. But I felt like everybody was struggling, but I was still managing to, like, get through it. You know, towards the end of the race, I felt like we were just, I mean, you were just like, hey, man, just take what you got.
The last 10 minutes, none of you guys looked capable of.
Yeah, honestly, I felt like the last 10 minutes of the race, I felt like nobody really moved. Everybody was just like, hey, let's just ride the track, you know. So, but, you know, it's part of it. You know, it's part of racing. Oakland's it's always a toss-up. You don't know what you're going to get here. So it's always been tough for people, but so far it's always treated me well. And, you know, even though we walk away for a fifth, but I feel like a fifth tonight is like a podium, like due to everything that happened. So I want to say congrats to my teammate, Aaron. So that was awesome for him. Got a good start, and he just, you know, did his thing.
He's like a different guy this week, man.
Yeah. No, he rode good. He's been riding really good at the test track. So now, you know, it shows, and my time's coming, you know. Yeah. So I still got 15 more races to go. So I'm stoked on it, and we're just gonna keep moving.
How gnarly was that groove in the center of the whoops? You just couldn't get out of it once you got in there.
No, I. It's so funny. I felt like I lost a lot of time to Eli. There's a lot rider that got in front of me. And he was trying to get out of it.
Yeah.
He was trying to get out, and he couldn't get out of it. And I was like, bro, you better go. And I was trying to get out of the rut. And it was just like, dude, it's just part of it, you know. I was just like, whatever. And the crazy thing is, you would be stupid if you didn't take that rut, you know. So, like I said, it is what it is, but we're just going to move forward from there and go from there. I'm stoked on the whole program and how I feel. Like, everything's going to start clicking here soon.
You know what I wrote this week, that so normally you're blazing fast in the whoops, we know that, and you're good in them to start the year, but that's not where you're making your speed up. Like, you're good, and you always will be good, but you're just better everywhere, I feel. Like, the whoops aren't your massive advantage. You're a better rider.
Yeah, I honestly feel like the bikes, I'm just gelling with the bike, and I think it's more of the overall program, to be honest, and believing in yourself. So, to me, I think it's just, hey, man, let's just keep racing. That's really what it is. There's nothing I can sit here and regret, you know. Maybe to start, maybe a little bit on that. But other than that, dude, I'm racing good. I'm riding good. Everything. Everybody's coming back. Everybody's like, you know, you're riding good. And I like that. I like that, you know, you come back to the truck and not everybody's like, dude, what the hell are you doing? Like, they're like, dude, you rode hella good. You know, even though it was a quiet fifth, but look how many people went down tonight, you know? So just keep moving forward and ready for San Diego.
You were in the news a lot this week with the Marvin thing post-race. I liked what you had to say in that. You weren't yelling at him about, like, hey, I'm going to kill you. You know, just kind of, you were like, hey, what'd you do? I myself didn't have a problem with the past that much. I understand your frustration, but, yeah, it was a big news for our sport.
Yeah, I felt like, you know, everybody was you know, I got more props because everybody's like, dude, you handled that situation like a professional should have. And, you know, of course, I just made my point. But me and Marvin actually talked personally Tuesday. Okay. He came to the track, and we talked and squared everything away. And you know, we left. And it is what it is. You know, of course, if, you know, when a situation gets brung up right then and there, of course, you have some words to exchange. And I'm actually, like I said, just happy about how I handled the situation. And me and him, we both, you know, we both said our words and how we felt about it. And it's funny because me and Marvin.
Like, you both made valid points.
Yeah, but me and Marvin were in the close again. And I'm like, ain't no round two, brother. Ain't no round two. Let me just go and get out of here. But now we move forward from there. And like I said, it was a good night for us due to how we started and everything that happened. But just look forward to San Diego and just get back. Let's just get on that podium, man. It's there.
Thought you could have had a heat race win tonight too. I thought that was going to be yours.
But the hay bale got me. So, hey, that's part of racing, though, unfortunately. But hey, that's I guess, like I said, that's just the way things work. But hey, 27 still alive.
Thanks, man.
Yep, appreciate it.